This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. Hold on. I got to get my little guest. D-O-C-D-A-L-I. We have a guest in the studio right now. It's a little Snappy Poo. Say hi, Snappy. Snappy Poo is a two-month-old kitten. And she is in the studio. Don't tell my boss, because your tushy isn't even supposed to be here. You know your tushy's not supposed to be here. And she apparently is getting used to the studio because she can't be away from her mama. Unfortunately, she likes to step on all the keyboards, and she likes to completely disrupt what I am doing. And then she also squeaks. I call her Snappy because she looks like Ginger Snaps. And she's a beautiful little Snappy Boo. And she is so cute. She's got a little tushy and a little tails in the air. And uh-oh, she got poo-poo on her tushy. Uh-oh. Yeah, you got to clean your tushy there. There's like poo-poo all over it. Oh, Lord have mercy. She likes to bite wires. I get all nervous that she's going to electrocute herself. So it's very concerning to have a kitty cat in the studio. I don't know if it's against any rules, but they really like cats love soundproofing. I love it too. Can you guys hear that? That's soundproofing in the background. So it's all soft and you could bite it and pick at it. And soundproofing is fun. So I love my soundproofing. So that's my guess. I'm sure little Snappy Poo is having fun. So I want to apologize if the show gets interrupted at all. It is Snappy Poo. And I will be yelling. And there she goes. She's all over my computer. I think I'm bonding a little bit with the kitty cat because my son is away for the very first time. Away from mommy. He went to New York with his friends. Apparently one of his friends, his mom has a house in Long Island, and so the kids are all staying together there. Apparently he's going to visit the Statue of Liberty. And I love New York, and I love the fact that he gets to, you know, be in, I want to call it a stomping ground, even though it's not. I never lived in New York, but I go there as often as I can, multiple times a year, because I just love New York, and I always have things to do there. Yeah, but people always say, we got to be careful of New York. I've never felt at all, you know, concerned. I've been in a variety of areas in New York, and I just love the people. I don't think they're rude. You know, everybody thinks I'm from, hold on, the stupid cat. Okay, you know what? Your tushy is really interrupting the show. Okay, you need to, no, that's my microphone. Okay, oh, no. Okay, stop it. Okay, sorry. Sorry about that. Big mistake bringing the kitty cat. Big mistake. She's fired. Anyway, there's a study that has come out talking about how Miami has overtaken New York as America's rudest city. Now, I just never thought New York was rude. You know, same thing with Boston. Everybody says people in Boston are rude. No, they aren't. I was in Boston. They were some of the nicest people. I don't get it. I mean, unless many of you guys are oversensitive, but to me, you know, I mean, I live in Vegas, and people in Vegas, the people who live here are nice, but the people that come to Vegas, some of the tourists, they're rude. So I can understand how Vegas may get that stereotype where, oh gosh, when you come to Vegas, you know, people are rude. Not the people living here, because I mean, you know, we know the tourism industry, and you know, we need to be nice, and I mean, otherwise you don't want to come back. But so my guess is if you're ever in these towns, it's the tourists that are the ones. New Yorkers, a lot, you know, when you go to a deli, in fact, I love walking into a New York deli because, I mean, there's no poop about them. You go in, and they're like, okay, what do you want? I want this, and this. All right. And they feed it to you fast. They give you your food fast, and then you get to move on, and you get to go. That's how I like it. I don't need to sit there and talk and listen to you telling me about your mama. And I mean, you know, just give me my food. Let me move on. I got things to do. People to see and things to do. or things to see and people to do. I'm a busy girl. So I really, really I've always liked the New York mentality. I love things in the New York Minute, etc. So then what is going on here if Miami is overtaking New York as America's quote-unquote rudest city? Apparently, this is Travel Plus Leisure's survey. Readers of the travel site ranked major cities in the United States with a population over 100,000. And I believe San Antonio, Texas, was ranked as America's friendliest city among voters. So that's kind of interesting. I apologize. The cat is like really driving me crazy. So America's rudest cities. Actually, the Snappy Poo is being rude. America's rudest cities are number one, Miami, Florida. Number two, Phoenix. Phoenix? I grew up in Phoenix. We're not rude. I mean, it's hot. We're hot and sweaty a lot, but that's we're not rude. Got a lot of cowboys out there. New York City came in three. Los Angeles, California came in four. Philadelphia came in five. Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City. Boston? Oh, come on. Dallas, Texas? Dallas, everybody in Dallas is cool. Huh? They're all like, yee-haw, howdy, ma'am. I'm like, oh, you can howdy, ma'am, me all the anytime you like. You got Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Ann Arbor, Michigan. Are you kidding me? Now, what are the America's friendliest cities? They say San Antonio, Texas, Austin, Texas, Madison, Wisconsin, Knoxville, Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee, Buffalo, New York. Well, they have to be friendly because they got the Bills. You know, if they're not friendly, somebody's going to give them crap about the Bills. They're like, you know what, I'm not going to win this. Let me just be nice and we don't even get into that conversation. Fort Worth, Texas, Raleigh, North Carolina, Kansas City, Missouri, and Indianapolis, Indiana are the friendliest cities. You know, I have an issue, though, with rudeness because I am starting to see more and more people rude. And it's really ticking me off because, remember, we are a very, very serotonin-sensitive society, aren't we? And many of us cannot stand the fact that somebody cuts us off, somebody looks at us funny, and so, you know, we kind of have our, you know, middle fingers ready to you know, pull or trigger, and, you know, and I see everybody's kind of like, you know, they're almost ready for a fight, and I don't know what it is, if maybe it's because, you know, we didn't get to, okay, so when I grew up in school, there were always fights. Even the girls got into fights. Okay, nowadays, you can't do that. You know, nowadays, you can't just get into a fist fight with somebody anymore, okay? It's dangerous. And I'm wondering if just so many people really want to have a scuffle. And we're just so kept up and pent up. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Justin, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. The only person I'm not thanking is my guest that I have today in the studio, Snappy Poo. Snappy Poo, our new two-month-old kitten, is an absolute mistake. I should have never brought her into the studio. And probably the worst guest I ever had, because she's not meowing when I need her to, and she's just making a whole lot of noise in the background. So I apologize if there is noise in the background, if you hear breaking glass, if you hear things shattering, things falling down, or if the complete transmission goes dead, it's because of Snappy Poo. Very frightening news. More than 2,400 U.S. doctors, this is baffling, have been sanctioned for sexually abusing their patients, according to a new report that has for the first time surveyed records from all 50 states and reveals the nationwide scope of a problem that may be almost as far-reaching, according to ABC News, as the scandal involving Catholic priests. State medical boards, which oversee physicians, allowed, according to this report, more than half the sanctioned doctors to keep their licenses, even after the accusations of sexual abuse were determined to be true, according to a year-long investigation by the Atlanta Journal Constitution. They say, we found a culture of secrecy, according to Carrie Teagarden, a reporter on the paper's investigative team for the project. I just can't believe that. I just can't believe that. It's treated with a sort of secrecy that we don't see in other arenas. When we're talking about allegations this serious, it's still swept under the rug in so many cases. They say some high-profile cases have led to criminal prosecutions. In New York City, the former head of clinical research at the Mount Sinai Hospital Emergency Room, Dr. David Newman, is facing charges that he abused four of his female patients, according to one he allegedly drugged while she was in the ER. Newman has pleaded not guilty to charges, and the hospital said he no longer works there. If convicted, he could face up to 7 years in prison. I don't get how. I mean, first of all, it's a busy ER. Second, why? You know, I mean, there was a pretty famous case that happened here in Nevada. I had hired this doctor at a residency, knew his medicine, very nice guy, patients loved him. He had been arrested, and he hadn't been following protocol, making sure a nurse was in the room. And when we asked him why, you know, he wouldn't bring a nurse in the room, he said, I don't need a chaperone. He refused to bring a nurse in the room. We let him go. Apparently, I don't know if the charges were dropped. I know he was investigated, and it appeared that nothing was ever proven. And unfortunately, years later, I believe 10 years later, he was arrested again, and this time for, assaulting patients on video and drugging them with ketamine. Now, when we heard of that case, and that's the only one case I heard of, okay, in my state, in Nevada. I haven't heard of any other cases, so this 2,400, I'd like to see where these cases come from and what these cases are. But I mean, a case like this is so outlandish, it's so crazy, and I mean, it's so rare that you would not think that this was happening. And the big question I had is, when this all happened, is, you know, how do you be a predator and get through medical school? Medical school is very grueling. It's extremely grueling. Okay, so you can't wake up one day going, you want to know what? I want to abuse people. So I am going to apply to medical school. I'm going to get through medical school so that I have an ample amount of victims. I mean, maybe some people do that. It's just, I don't know how you get through medical school. Medical school is so difficult and so trying that, I mean, if you are going into medicine for any other reason than helping people, even money and greed can't get you through medical school, because you can make money elsewhere a hell of a lot easier than going to medical school. So, I mean, you know, if you are going to go through all the trials and tribulations of medical school, the only way to get through it is you having a love of taking care of people and a love of medicine. Okay? No other force or passion is going to get you through all those years. So then, you know, one of a few things is happening. Either A, I'm wrong, and there are people out there that are always predators, and they have an affinity towards, you know, finding ways to get new victims, and so they'll go through these great efforts. Or B, people are turning into predators after their training. I just don't know how you could get through. I mean, I remember as a medical student, you know, when we had to do our first pelvic exam, and some schools use actresses, some schools use prostitutes. They'll hire people to be there for us to train on. And some schools, you do it on each other. Luckily for us, we had people who were paid to allow us to train, okay? And the reluctancy of all of us. Okay, I mean, you couldn't act that, okay? I mean, you know, we were very reluctant going, okay, we're about to do this, I'm sorry, I hope it doesn't hurt. You know, and there was, you know, awkwardness, and you had to overcome that, because again, I mean, you're a doctor, you need to be able to save a person's life. You need to be able to battle through smells and discharge and fluids and vomit and feces and things like that if you have to do something, okay? You know, if somebody is about to get toxic shock because there's a tampon in there and it's been rotting for days, you need to be able to go in there and extract it, okay? I mean, these are things that have to be done. Same thing with men, or, you know, or women with rectal abscesses. Okay, and so you learn to overcome the obstacles that you've had of entering people's spaces and the awkwardness of any of these exams. They become second nature. But so I just don't see how somebody being a new medical student, okay, could have that affinity towards being a predator. It just blows my mind. They say in New York City, the former head of clinical research at the, okay, we already talked about that one. They say it doesn't matter if you're a famous physician or if you're a famous anything, you got to follow the law, according to Michael Hestrin, the district attorney in Riverside County, California. His office is prosecuting a doctor in his county accused of 26 felony counts of sexual assault. Dr. John McGuire has pleaded not guilty to the charges and is being held in jail on a $3 million bond. His license has been suspended by the state medical board. According to a civil complaint, McGuire sexually assaulted a patient recovering in a private room from the effects of anesthesia. He allegedly lifted the patient's gown and placed his ungloved hands on her bare breasts and felt all around looking for swelling. In another alleged incident, the lawsuit claims Mr. McGuire rubbed plaintiff's genitals with an ungloved hand and fingers. This is disgusting. I don't understand how somebody in the medical profession could do this. This is sick. They say when you have a predator like Dr. McGuire, according to Middleman, John Middleman is a lawyer representing a group of female patients suing McGuire, they're not thinking like the rest of us, the rest of doctors. They're concerned about one thing, and that's their personal gratification. How else can you explain a doctor having sex with an unconscious patient? You know, I think the key here. We cannot use our logic when we're trying to surmise what the heck a predator is thinking. If they are sick, their thinking is going to be sick. That's the problem. We're normal people trying to fathom what the heck could be going on in their minds. They say the Journal Constitution investigation began with a story about one Georgia doctor that led to efforts to document the problem nationwide. By combing through news reports, state medical board records, and court files going back 16 years, the Journal Constitution's reporters come out a list of physicians who either convicted in criminal cases or disciplined by state medical boards. The reporters found many of the doctors were accused by large numbers of their patients, in most cases females, being seen by male doctors. The one thing we found that was shocking to us is some of these doctors are the most prolific sex offenders in the country, with hundreds and in some cases thousands of victims. That is pretty scary stuff. Now, I know there's some innocent people out there going, wait a second here, okay, how do I not get accused? You know, I teach medical students and I say, look, first and foremost, okay, you have a nurse in the room. Okay, you don't go into a patient room without a witness. Now, this is very, very difficult from an ER standpoint. Okay, I mean, when you have, let's say, multiple cases brought in, and, you know, and it's very interesting because when I did ER, we didn't have, even though we still respect the patient privacy, you could be running in and out of patient rooms and dealing with, you know, caring for people, and there was a little bit more openness of the area where you were treating. Now, everybody has to be very secluded, and I get that. They should be for privacy, but this seclusion, unfortunately, now could put you in a position where you look like you are, unfortunately, doing something that you're not doing, or it could put you in a position as a patient where you could be assaulted. And so, you know, we have to bring nurses into each room, okay, and then they have to document that behavior didn't happen. And if you're not bringing a nurse into the room, you're putting yourself at risk and the patient at risk. 1-877-DOC-DALLET. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Okay, I think I've done with any more pets. I gotta tell you, I mean, our house now has five of them, and it is just driving me crazy. And honestly, I don't get any work done. I love you, though. I love you. Go bye-bye. Like, bye-bye. I don't know. Go somewhere else. Out of the studio. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Very interesting. Fox News is reporting regular religious services have been tied to lower suicide risk. They say among nearly 90,000 women followed for over a decade in the Nurses' Health Study, those with regular religious attendance have a five-fold lower risk of suicide compared to women who don't go to services. They said there was also some evidence that this varied by religious affiliation. Protestant women who attended services once or more per week were approximately three times less likely to subsequently commit suicide, whereas Catholic women who attended services once or more a week were 20 times less likely to commit suicide. They said these are very large effect estimates, according to Vander Weil of the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health in Boston. The researchers analyzed data on female nurses who were recruited starting in 1976 when they were 30 to 55 years old and who answered extensive lifestyle questionnaires every 2 years. Focusing on the period between 1996 and 2010, the study team followed 89,000 participants. Among women with a religious affiliation, both were Protestant or Catholic, and about 2,000 were Jewish, Buddhist, Hindu, or other. Of all the women followed, 17,000 said they attended religious services more than once a week, 36,000 went once weekly, 14,000 went less than once per week, and 22,000 never attended. By 2010, 36 women had committed suicide, according to the results in the Journal of American Medical Association Psychiatry, compared to women who didn't attend services or those who just went once a week. They also found differences in alcohol intake, depression, and social integration accounted for some of the difference in suicide risk between women who never went to services and those who attended regularly. So, they speculate that it's an important mechanism relating religious service attendance and lower suicide risk, and there might be a belief that suicide is morally wrong. But this would require other studies that assess such moral beliefs. You see, it's interesting. When I look at, now remember, suicide is, I guess, one of the 10 leading causes of death in the U.S. And I'm very, very frustrated with our lack of mental health care. We have some brilliant psychiatrists and some brilliant psychologists, but there's not enough of them. And insurance doesn't pay adequately. So many people have to pay on their own. And I think everybody should seek a therapist. I think going through your week, okay, and go, okay, well, so the mother-in-law came into town, then this happened, then I fought with my wife, and then my boss did this, and I had trouble sleeping two or three of the nights. Okay, well, then this is what we do, all right? Well, next time your mother-in-law says this, or next time your boss says this, or whatever, what I want you to do is try this technique. I mean, because how many of us have trouble sleeping? How many of us, get into a funk? How many of us get anxious about something? How many of us get into an argument or a fight, and then we brood about it, and we don't, we could all use some pointers. We really could. And so I think seeing a cognitive therapist would be brilliant. I haven't because, I don't have time and it's expensive. But that would be so cool. When we were in school, we got to go to some group therapy sessions. I love that. You get to sit in a group, sit in a circle. You get to make jokes. Not about anybody. You make jokes about yourself. I love having an audience, because when you have a circle, you have an audience. So I love that. I love talking, and I feel better when I talk. How many times I had a fight with my husband that I come on air and I talk about it and I feel good? You guys don't. You're bored to death, but I feel better. So, I love talking. And the other thing that's really, really helpful about group therapy as opposed to one-on-one therapy is you hear what other people are going through. And then you're like, you want to know what? Not that bad. So then what about this study here with religion? What could it be? Well, I'm wondering. Okay, one is I believe having a good religious background and having a faith, that there's a higher power and that, God has a plan for you. I think that does. I think it helps people when they're in times of turmoil. But I think one thing we're missing is many people that go to church, they have an instant support group. Anytime I see somebody go through a divorce or go through some sort of, internal hell with something they're going through, I'm like, go to church. I don't care what faith you are, but go to church and you'll have a support group. And that is so important. One reason why people commit suicide is they feel like they're alone. And they feel like nobody would give a damn if they offed themselves or not. And that is so not true. All right? When you go to church, you're a part of a community. So, I think that's extremely important. And let's say you have a church that doesn't accept you. Okay? Then go someplace else. Your church is supposed to be, a community, a safe haven, a place of worship. You're supposed to feel safe to pray as you wish, meditate as you wish, speak to your priest or rabbi, pastor. And so, I think churches and temples are underutilized. And a big concern that people have, I've talked to patients, I go, do you belong to a church? No, too expensive. Do you belong to a temple? No, you got to pay dues. No, you don't. I go to Temple Beth Shalom. in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I used to go as a college student. You know, I went, you know, every week I sang in the choir. And I know. You know, the Lord was like, look, we love you, but, you know, honestly, can you please, you know, not sing, just pray. You don't have to come and sing. But I like to sing, you know, okay? And when you sing in Hebrew, it's easier to hit the notes. For some reason, you know, ma'ala, it's just easier to do, okay? So I love it, okay? All right. So, and then, you know, for a while, then I went to school and all that, and I tried to go when I was in medical school, and, you know, you were really, really busy. And so, you know, I didn't keep it up. And then, all of a sudden, you know, my father died. And, I wasn't, you know, we had just had our babies. We were, you know, just opening up our practice. I really wasn't active. I didn't resume my activity. And, I went to the rabbi, Rabbi Philippe Goodman. And I said, look, you don't know me. I used to be a member. My dad died. I don't have anybody to bury my dad. I'm bringing him to Vegas. You know, we were shipping the body because he had died in Kansas. And he goes, of course. I mean, I wasn't a member. And he did that. Now, even though it's very, very difficult to do that because you only have X amount of time and there's funerals all the time, I did resume my membership. And I was always grateful to that rabbi because, you know, I needed somebody to bury my dad. And I was not active at the time. And, you know, Lord knows I've been very, very active. And, in fact, I think I've been so active that I think many people there are going, you know what, Dahlia, you don't show up all the time now. You know, maybe you can take a break, Dolly, please, especially with the singing. And so, they were there for me. They were. You know, when my husband's mother died, a bunch of people came to the house. They were there to do Shiva with us, say prayers, and it really helps. In fact, in the Jewish religion, when somebody dies, we sit Shiva. And you're not supposed to cook, you're not supposed to clean, and your friends come to the house, they bring food. Really good food, too. I mean, gosh, I love Jewish food. It's like yummy. It really good eats. They bring food, and they sit with you for a week. I mean, they could sit with you longer, but you sit Shiva for a week. And why do they do that? So you're not alone. So, you know, and let's say you're not a part of a religion, okay? Being a part of a group, okay? I mean, you know, whether you're a part of a club, etc., I think is so healthy. And, you know, it's a shame that there's people out there that unfortunately, you know, pick suicide because they think it's their only option. And, I mean, it's not. I mean, you could have done something stupid. You could have made a real big mistake. Okay? You know, most churches and temples will still open their arms to you. Okay? And they will help you find your way. In fact, people who are lost, okay, and again, like I said, I don't care what religion it is, but having a support group is so important. And check out, maybe you don't know what religion you want to be. Maybe you don't know if you want to be Jewish or Protestant or Catholic, etc. Alright? You know, research it. And don't wait until you are in the depths of your depression, you know, or, you know, in a psychological dearth. You need to, you know, make sure that your community is a part of your everyday living. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Speak.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea's seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. By the way, if you're ever in a bad mood, get a pet, especially a little baby kitten, because it's going to get you into a worse mood. I don't know if you could hear her in the background. I mean, this is, like, really ridiculous. All she's doing is making noise and tearing up the place. I haven't slept now in 3 nights, and I love her to death, but, wow, it's like having a kid. Problem is, when it's your kid, I mean, you got to keep them. With this, I'm like ready to you know, okay, give her a pack up for adoption. I love her, but oh my gosh, she's driving me crazy. All right, so Sanofi is going to unite with the U.S. Army, team up with Walter Reed Army Institute of Research to guide an inactivated Zika vaccine candidate through clinical development. Through their partnership, the Walter Reed U.S. Army Institute for Research will transfer its Zika vaccine technology, dubbed Zika Purified Inactivated Virus. So basically they have the Zika virus that they killed, and so they have the shape of it that will hopefully incite an immune system. And they're going to transfer this technology to Sanofi, while the French pharmaceutical company preps for phase 2 testing and formulates an overall development strategy. I'll do that. Yeah, give me your technology. I'll develop a strategy. Simultaneously, Sanofi's good. I like Sanofi. Simultaneously, the WRAIR partnered National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease will sponsor a phase 1 trial as the vaccine becomes one of the first to reach the human testing stage. Sanofi will continue to develop its own Zika vaccine through in-house technology, hoping to leverage decades of experience in dengue fever, flavivirus similar to Zika. Sanofi's Dengvaxia became the first licensed dengue fever, or dengue fever, vaccine late last year, and has so far notched 5 approvals. You see, guys, we need the pharmaceutical companies. We do. Okay? Pharmaceutical companies have the money and the time and the manpower to be able to make these things work. Sanofi will continue. In Zika, the company is looking at this from a short and long-term perspective, collaborating to get into the clinic quicker to provide a vaccine in response to the current emergency, and adapting our own technology to ensure production capacity of a vaccine for years to come. Again, with them putting in the money and the time, and I mean, you know, a company could go bankrupt if they're going to invest and work at this level and they not be able to sell the vaccine or use it. This was the big problem that we had with Ebola, if you remember. Okay, all of a sudden Ebola is killing thousands and thousands of people, and we're worried it's coming to the United States, and there's no vaccine. Why? Because if there was no market for it, who could put the millions of dollars behind making it? Now, if you asked anybody, would you get an Ebola vaccine, most people in America would say no. Yet about a year ago, they were like, oh, heck yeah, absolutely, Ebola vaccine my butt off. So these companies have to take this into account. Okay, now Zika, I think, is going to be around longer and possibly affect more people than Ebola. Remember, Ebola was scary. Ebola, I mean, you got sick. You got sick fast. You were very, it was very apparent that you were sick. So obviously quarantines were done. And it was a very palpable scare. Zika, as we've been talking about, a lot of Americans, they're really not too concerned. They are going to be concerned once we start seeing all the pictures of babies. And there's a report where one lady had twins. One has the microcephaly from Zika, the other one doesn't. And we'll tell you about that. So, you know, what's my issue with Zika, of course, is the quietness of it, the invisibleness of it, not knowing if you're carrying it, and if you are carrying it, how it could affect your neighbor if a mosquito lands on you and then, you know, goes to the neighbor. And once we start looking at our kids being affected and then it causing such a global health crisis, as well as possibly ruining a population, destroying a population, I think there's going to be a lot of advocacy and encouragement for pregnant women to get vaccinated. That is why they're looking at a killed vaccine. Okay, remember we talked about how live vaccines, like the flu mist, you can't give a pregnant woman because it's a watered-down version of a virus and you don't want to take the chance. But pregnant women are supposed to get the flu shot, okay, which is an inactivated version. Well, that's the one they're working on. Last month, Walter Reed reported that two candidates, one a DNA vaccine, another an inactivated Zika vaccine that had tested with collaborators at Beth Israel, protected mice that were exposed to the virus. We talked about that. Walter Reed elected to move forward with the ZPIV candidate. Zika program head Colonel Stephen Thomas said to avoid the potential for licensing delays that could come with advanced and unproven technology. So they went for the inactivated vaccine over the DNA because the inactivated vaccine, there's going to be less red tape. And so with the Sanofi partnership, Walter Reed and his U.S. government collaborators get access to new resources and a deal that could reshape the Zika vaccine field. And there is a race in its effort, okay? because Inovio Pharmaceuticals last month became the first to move its candidate to human trials. More than a dozen other companies and organizations are included in the effort. Sanofi is the largest drug maker working on a Zika vaccine, with its peers Merck, Pfizer, GlaxoSmithKline, and Johnson & Johnson evaluating their options, according to past reports. However, some experts have suggested that drug makers are hesitant to fully commit to Zika research and development while they wait to see if there's a large enough market for a vaccine to recoup its costs. Exactly. I mean, guys, you know, look, I've been doing stuff for free for years. I do a lot of charity work. I do a lot of community campaigns, and I love it. But it does take a lot of time. It does take a lot of resources. But I don't mind, because it's not really taking a lot of money and financial resources that I don't have. Making a vaccine and going through the trial is very, very expensive. Okay, these companies cannot just altruistically work on it. If they have a failure, it could put them under. You have stockholders. Right? I mean, you have multiple people involved in a company that needs to know that it's going to do well. And we need these companies to do well, and we need these companies to make a profit so they continue to want to do the research. Where there's always a concern that I have is we're always doing catch-up. Okay, this stuff should have been done long before, so that as soon as the vaccine issue came about, that company was ready to go. They could mass produce the vaccine, but no, because it costs so damn much. And maybe that's what we need to fix. Maybe we need to fix how much it costs to make these things. Maybe there has to be a cheaper way to do it. Now, I've bought pipettes. I've bought lab equipment. That's expensive. Okay? You know, I've hired staff. I could just imagine what these researchers are making. So there's no way to do it cheaply. So now you have a bunch of companies kind of on the sidelines going, well, if Sanofi can't make this happen, then we need to make this happen. But if they do make this happen, they're already so far ahead that they're going to get all the contracts anyway, so we're going to be making something that we can't sell. You know, I bring up Obamacare because Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act really taught pharmaceutical companies a lesson that you could create a drug that's a phenomenal drug, but if the wind changes course, okay, and you have a law that promotes generics and penalizes pharmaceutical companies and says you have to charge your product less, etc., many pharmaceutical companies are like, we can't take that loss. And many of them have taken huge hits with the Affordable Care Act. So they don't have, you know, money available to just sit and spend. So it's very concerning, because I hate hearing that there are companies on standby watching and waiting to see what happens. I mean, and we don't have enough public funding to make this happen. I mean, obviously, Walter Reed, they need to work with the pharmaceutical company to make this work. So, Lucas and Laura are one set of six sets of twins in Brazil, whom researchers are studying to see why one has microcephaly from Zika, the small head, and the other does not. So they think of maybe in the baby's respective genes. One twin is able to resist the virus, while the other is more susceptible to it. We're going to be watching this case. They say the vast majority of people infected by Zika, about 80%, don't show symptoms. But now you have a case of twins where one got it and one didn't. Why? All right? Because maybe one way to attack Zika is figuring out how to prevent, who are the people and how to make a vaccine from their DNA. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682, 1-800-591-1682.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.